Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is Five by Five. This episode was produced on November 4th, 2006, from a recording made on November 2nd.
It was written by Barry Schwabsky in Art Forum, and now it's posted on the Look Smart Find Articles site, where it shows up on the first page of a Google search for Arnold Odermatt. So that's sort of the provenance of my facts on this excursion. And so which is an incredible value, by the way. It's three CDs and a DVD for $14.99 on Amazon.com. Mostly retrospective material from the band's earlier years, remixes, things like that. Just a great value. Anyway, it comes in a boxed set,
in the sense,
that this is not necessarily about telling the truth, although it is about being open to what happens when you're attempting to tell a lie or when you're attempting to conceal the revelations of self that do occur in these times. I guess one of the things that throughout their bodies. And to dramatize the scene, I introduced a suburban dad who, of course, would be clean, and his little daughter who would be even cleaner than he was, and have them sort of revolted, or have a pretty good little girl tell the dad not to even touch the door. And I realized that this was... this moment conveys to the listener. And I think this is a process that a lot of us go through in reading, and I'm attempting to give this internal arguing with the text some kind of voice here. Anyway, so the particular phrases within those sentences that have sort of stuck in my mind are, if it's an artistic intention that makes a work of art, the
other
one is, one understands how almost all my
most assured gestures, my clearest ideas and my most logical aims were, after all, nothing but an innate drunkenness, a natural madness, an immense ignorance. I did not act the part. It acted me.
And so I did a web search, and it turns out that Arnold Odermatt was, and still is, I believe, a Swiss policeman and a photo buff. Has been part of his job was to document the auto crashes and the carambolage, which eventually turns into the title of the book of his photographs, Carambolage. Apparently, he would investigate the accidents. You can only do one just what you want if, in fact, you're making a living doing it or you're independent. Well,
another photo
to privilege those who have professional ambitions for artistic autonomy as the only ones who can really be part of the sophisticated conversation about what art is, you know, which is a multimodal conversation that takes place partly in words and partly in the date
of my beginning of the project.
Graphic layout of the glossy
It's in each episode of the Five by Five consists of five separate monologues mixed together. I,
but everything
of necessity, began at least 4 days earlier.
And I think at the time I was actually doing one,
which of course requires this exalted language to do it. The other thing I thought about in terms of the of having, you know, committed this minor blunder, which I soon eliminated from the script, was that in fact, as I know well from the experience of another screenplay, one is writing for at the beginning of the process, at any rate, is the executives and the readers.
Kind of a spooky imagery there? Okay.
It weighs on me the sudden notion of the true nature of my individual being that did nothing but make somnolent journeys between what was felt and what was seen. It weighs on me as if it were a sentence not to death,
by having
but to
the
now.
Intention of exerting formal control.
It is so difficult to describe the feeling
now,
one has.
Now, to take that implication a little further, and whether this is actually Schwabsky's point or not, I'm just arguing from the implication of that particular sentence. To take that implication further, a man uninterested in the professional arts world, uninterested in artistic autonomy, whatever that is, whether it's financial or pure visual fulfillment,